Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For this week's Moment in Sound, we welcome Anna Robbins to the SDPB Studio, Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. Her new release is called Chronicle. You can join her at Racing Magpie tonight in Rapid City for an album release party that starts at 5 p.m. She's also playing Lucky's in Spearfish on February 10th, and she's one of the forces behind the Singing Doe Workshop and Showcase. That's coming up on March 3rd. I think we'll be able to talk about all of that. Hey, Anna, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Is there a little snow out there?
Oh, there's a lot of snow out here.
You made some efforts to get here today, probably, in a variety of ways. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Give us an idea on how you got your start.
Well, I grew up in a musical family, so I grew up with my dad playing music and writing music in the house, and I'm not the only musical sibling that took on music as kind of a career in their adult life, and so it's just kind of always been around, and just started writing songs from an early age, first on the piano, and then started adding lyrics and playing guitar as I got older.
What? Tell me about your dad. What did he play? What was his music like?
He played a lot of folk stuff, and he very much wanted us to be familiar with the music of the people, so to speak. So a lot of grassroots music and music from different movements throughout our country's history, from labor movements to civil rights movements, and music from those eras. And and he wrote a lot of music about his life in rural Indiana, and we moved around quite a bit in the Midwest, so that influenced, I think, our folk background as well.
That's interesting. And did you, as a kid, just sort of look up to him right away and key into that? Or was there a sense that you thought, oh, you know, I got to find my own way, and that's not interesting, because it's another one of Dad's stories about, you know, how music, changes people's lives or whatever. Did you roll your eyes, or were you all in?
I guess I never really questioned it. It just kind of has always been a kind of an intuition. Like, this is just how I do it. It's in my DNA.
What do you remember him telling you about the role of music in different, you know, for activists and for people sort of seeking solidarity with each other while they were, you know, trying to accomplish a shared goal?
It was always used as kind of a tool, a way of unifying people. He was, you know, our family in general was just kind of all about unifying and creating community wherever we went and finding community. And so music was a big part of that. Art in general, big part of that. My sister's also a visual artist. And so we always had just art around in the house, and just the act of creating art together and singing songs with simple lyrics or repetitive lyrics that people could jump on, you know, if they hadn't heard the song before, could just jump in and sing along, was really important.
Tell me about your new album now. What's the latest, the freshest stuff that you're working on?
Well, the album's based on a challenge I did back in 2016. I was part of a Facebook group where all these artists from all over the country and some all over the world joined and challenged each other to write a song every week of the whole year for the entire year of 2016. And I, as well as two other people, finished the entire year. And there's actually one of the other two is also a South Dakota artist. So we're like, oh, yeah, South Dakota.
Hey, we know how to do it here.
The songs are from that challenge, and they kind of follow the highs and lows points of that year for me personally, but also kind of what was happening in, I'd say, community, because it was a community effort, but right. What was happening in the world and stuff, you know. And that's why it's called Chronicle, just kind of chronicling that year.
I like that. What would you like to play for us first?
The first song I'm going to play is called Destination Colorado, and it's the song I wrote towards the end of that challenge. For a majority of 2016, I was living in Colorado, and I had moved down there because a lot of friends thought I'd really love it, and I thought I'd love it too, but it turned out I wasn't as big a fan as I had hoped. So this was kind of my breakup letter with Colorado.
I tried, took a shot, gave it all I tried, my luck. Sometimes our dreams are just stops along the way. Thought that this was what I'd want. June, my destination Colorado just isn't for me. Powdered slopes, rocky flats, winding rivers, grisly tracks. All the pictures I drooled over don't compare. Glacier Valley, sandy dunes, I'll be back to visit soon. Though we may not have that, it's just more clarity. My hopes were as high as the city, reaching for the peaks, destination isn't for me. Take your cafes, they are nice. Unique choices are my vice, and you'll find them all over the Colorado Wild. You need to open, you need a start, a start. Destination Colorado just isn't for me. It's a mystery. I thought we'd blend like honey and tea. But destination
for me. You're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Our guest, Anna Robbins, that was called Destination Colorado. It's from her Chronicle album. You can find all of her music on iTunes, Bandcamp, and Spotify, and you can see her tonight at Racing Magpie for an album release. Celebration there, Anna. That's beautiful, and it really speaks to that universal sense of, you know, expectation and changing your mind, finding out that something you thought was going to be one way is something else. This, yeah. How was the song of the week journey for you? How did it help you develop first as an artist, as a songwriter?
Well, we often talked about how, you know, like continually doing something, even if you're not in the mood or have an idea, just kind of creates a habit of writing. And, you know, once you got into that habit, it was easier and easier to kind of come up with stuff. So it was a little rough at the beginning coming up with different songs. But by the end of the year, I feel like I could crank them out pretty Pretty easy. If I could remember. There was one week right. I almost forgot to write something, record something, but...
Because life, yeah. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It happens.
Did you find yourself, you know, looking forward to it? Or did it become a chore that you needed to check off your list because you wanted to achieve a perfect record? Or did you sort of slip into just seeing the world in a slightly different way and having it become even more a part of who you are?
I did the challenge just for in and of itself, just to do it, because I thought it would kind of give me something else to work on. I had recorded an album before with a band I used to play with called The Suitcase Set. And so the idea of making a record wasn't really on my mind just so much as, okay, this is something new, right. Something to kind of get me back into writing again. And there were times where it was like, oh, I have to do this week. but I was determined to, you know, finish the year, said I did it. I remember specifically one week, it was the week I was moving from Colorado to the Black Hills, and like all my recording equipment was packed up, and I just decided as I was driving the moving truck to record an improv song on my phone, and that was my song for that week.
We talked a little bit about community, and this is a different kind of community because it's a Facebook community. And then mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about Singing Doe, too. Mm-hmm. First, tell us what that is and what's that going to be, and let's expand this conversation about community. But what is the showcase?
It is going to be on March 3rd, and we're very excited. We have six artists or bands participating. We have workshops during the day, which will be held at Racing Magpie, and then the showcase that evening will be at Harriet and Oak. And it is truly a community event. Everyone's volunteering their time or sponsoring to help us put this on. So it's going to be real exciting. We have all different kinds of genres, from punk, Native American, singer-songwriter, to rock, country, folk. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great, great event.
Is it all women?
It is. It is. Women in music. Yeah, yes.
Right. All right. So what is that community like then? You know, when you break things down to that level and say, okay, we want to bring women in music in the Black Hills and mm-hmm. but all genres. You know, what's that circle been like for you?
This kind of came out. This event kind of came out of this need for community. Actually, yeah. I had met all these women. Well, most of them, and in different areas or circles, and we were never really in the same place at the same time. and I am a part of the South Dakota Songwriters Association and have gone to many of the great opportunities they've put on. And there'll be another woman there or two, but in general, you know, not that many, which, you know, the guys are great too. So I enjoy going to meeting them, but I was kind of craving a little bit of a women, you know, songwriter right. community within that. And so the individuals I had talked to were kind of enthusiastic about this idea. And finally, I met Hillary Preskin, who is helping me put on Singing Doe. And she had a better mind for organizing than I do. So between the two of us, we thought, okay, we can put this together. And people just started jumping on board. I think everyone we talk to recognized the need for a community of women right. here.
Plus, you get to call it Singing Doe, which is a really good name, right?
I'm glad you think so.
I mean, that just there's a logo there. I mean, it just kind of writes itself, doesn't it?
Oh, thank you.
Designs itself. What would you like to sing for us next today?
This next song is called Amelia. I wrote it kind of in the middle of 2016, had gone through some personal challenges, and I was imagining this little like engineer inside me trying to like hold all the cogs and gears, you know, keep it running like I was a machine and just keep me moving from day to day, because I just wanted to break down at that point. So, and I named that little engineer Amelia, so that's what this song's about.
Anna Robbins.
I though she's working overtime, trying to keep the ship afloat. You know she's working overnight. What rest is a rocky boat, yeah, you know she's a crew of one, doing her best to keep me from coming undone. There are leaks in my sockets and
Robbins singing Amelia. She's joining us live from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. And I found this song, Amelia, on your website, and it was instantly, you know, something that I'll never forget and we'll come back to time and time again. Did you kind of know when you wrote it that, like, yeah, that one's going to live? Do you feel like that? You know, as a listener, I think we feel like that. We make a connection and, you know, it's there. Do you make that kind of connection as a songwriter with particular songs?
There are certain songs that, yeah, I feel more of a connection to, but I think that comes more from a personal emotional attachment.
Right.
More than like, oh, this is a great, you know, really great Rin song.
Right. Right. And the video is beautiful as well. Talk about the sort of, you know, the path to visually represent music in a digital world and, you know, the challenges and really opportunities of that for an artist working today.
Well, the video was produced and directed by Ryan Brewer, who is a independent filmmaker in the Black Hills. And he actually approached me about making a music video. It's something I think he hadn't done before and so wanted to kind of break into that. And it was a great opportunity for me. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And so he actually came up with the idea of how to kind of represent that machine kind of trying to clean up the like machine inside, but then also kind of the outer, you know, for lack of a better word, sadness.
Yeah. Right. You can see it at annarobbins.com. We'll put a link up on our website after the show. You can find her music on iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, and see her live at Racing Magpie tonight and Spearfish at Lucky's, right? Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Is that tomorrow?
Yep.
What's it like to make music in the Black Hills right now?
Oh, it's a great opportunity or like a great time to be a musician in the Black Hills, especially with South Dakota Songwriters Association being so active as they are. There's a lot of songwriting round opportunities and places to play in different venues around town. And I feel like more and more bigger events, either festivals or one-day showcases, are popping up. We have some really talented people in South Dakota in general, but especially, you know, just from who I know in the Black Hills, playing music and sharing their writing, which is really, really cool. And I just have to do a quick shout out to the other musicians who helped me out with making this album, Eric Domkowski, who played electric guitar and pedal steel and also mixed and mastered the album for me, and my friends Corey Lemmer played bass and Andy Branham who played drums, and my brother David Robinson who played numerous instruments on it as well.
Some of your side projects, you've got a tin whistle thing going on here. Is that, tell us a little bit about some traditional Irish music that you play.
Oh, so
it's one of those little surprises that you find. You're like, really? Okay.
When I was younger, I was very interested in learning more about my heritage. So I'm like a quarter Irish, which doesn't feel like very much. But for some reason, I grabbed onto that as a kid and did a lot of research on Irish history and culture, and actually tried some Irish dancing when I was younger. Didn't last very long. Basketball was more important. But so I started playing tin whistle, and my family did have kind of a family band for a little while, and we played folk music and some Irish music because my family liked that as well. And so I'd play Irish tin whistle with that. And then in college, I randomly recorded this music, not really music video, but just recorded me playing tin whistle to a couple of traditional tunes to some background tracks that I had arranged. And for whatever reason, that video kind of blew up on YouTube. I don't know why, but so ever since then, it's just kind of been like, well, yeah, I got to include tin whistle in something. So. Which, you know, I still love Irish music. I don't play it as much anymore, but I love the sound of it. I love the energy behind it. And
all the things that make up who we are as we keep moving forward in life. What kind of workshops and, you know, learning experiences are going to be featured at Singing Dough?
We will have a networking brunch in the morning. And just keep in mind, all these workshops are geared towards women. That doesn't mean we'll turn anyone else away. But so the networking brunch is in the morning, and it'll be a light brunch, but for a chance for people to kind of, you know, meet and greet each other and network a little bit. And then after that will be a panel of local experts. We have Jamie Lynn, and I believe Eliza Blue is also going to join her, as well as Kim Bachman from Aces and Eights. And Tiana Spotted Thunder will also be on that panel. After that, we will have a open folk style jam for women to come bring their instruments and jam along, with a little twist. It's going to be like other jams you might come across, but we'll also be explaining some unsaid rules that kind of happen at jams, because it can be intimidating if you don't know them. And I've noticed, like, I didn't really know them for the longest time and so couldn't really hop in. So we'll be explaining some of those to women so they feel more comfortable jumping in jams in the future.
Oh, that sounds great. One more song. We've got time for Anna Robbins. What would you like All to right. close with today?
Well, this last song, I wrote towards the end of 2016. I was on this, like, for a while, I was trying some internet dating, and a lot of guys.
Just for stuff to write about, really.
Yeah. Yes, that's the next album. No, so I was going on, you know, some coffee meetups with some different people I had met online, and I felt like I wasn't being appreciated for the dorky self that I can be. And it's like, well, that's not cool. And it was at a time where, you know, there's a lot of songs coming out now that are like, oh, yeah, women, we're strong and independent, and that's awesome. But I've noticed that a lot of times where I feel kind of my strongest and, you know, most independent, I'm actually kind of goofy and not like... Yeah. You know, I'm not bearing these muscles. I'm just kind of laughing at myself. Yeah, and
I hear you.
Yeah. So I wrote a song called A Girl's Gotta Be Goofy.
Love it.
He's looking for a woman to dress his arm. Forever the charm.
Anna Robbins. You can find her at annarobbins.com. The new album is called A Chronicle. Find all of her music, iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify. Anna, that's our first song that included a banana suit on Moment in Sound. And all I can say is, it is about time. I've been waiting. You can see her tonight at Racing Magpie for the album release. That starts at 5 Mountain Time. Lucky's 13 Pub, February 10th. That's tomorrow, starting at 8 p.m. Mountain, and then March 3rd, all day for the Singing Dough Workshop and Showcase. Oh, thanks so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you so much.